Welcome back. We are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet of Maseches Peah, Chapter 1, Mishnah 4. So now we begin to actually understand what needs to have Peah taken from it. So let's begin. Klal Amru BaPeah, that there is a general rule that they say regarding Peah, that we need five specific things that the crop needs to meet every single one of these five categories in order to become obligated in Peah. Kosehu Ochel, anything that's considered food, meaning anything that people normally eat, that's one category. Vinishmar needs to be something that's protected. It can't just simply be something that people are willing to leave ownerless. It has to be something that people watch over because they can make a profit from selling it, or they themselves could eat it. Something that's worthwhile to have shomrim over, protectors over it. Vigidulav mina aretz, it has to be something that grows from the ground. Not something that grows from the ground, but that it gains its sustenance from the ground. It has roots in the ground, as opposed to something like mushrooms, for example. We know very famously that mushrooms are the bracha that it is made on them is shahakul, because they don't get sustenance from the ground. They don't technically grow from the ground in that way. They get their sustenance from the air, so that's why they would be exempt from this halacha and this concept of peah ulekitaso kachas. It also has to be gathered at once, and that is to say that when we gather, harvest all of the produce from the specific crop, it's not that one part of the crop, you know, ripens at one point and then we reap that, and then a few weeks later we get the other part. It all has to sort of ripen up together, and then only at that point do we gather it. And if it's all gathered at once, then it could be subject to peah umachniso lekiyum, and it also has to be brought in for storage, meaning it needs to be able to be stored away. Some vegetables are so fickle that they can go bad so quickly that they can be put away for storage. So it has to fit into that category as well. It has to be able to be stored away. And then chayav bapeah. So if you meet all these five qualifications, then you are going to be obligated to take peah from this produce. V'atvua v'akinyos baklalaza. And included in this are not just regular produce, not just regular fruits and vegetables perhaps, but all types of grains and all types of beans. They would be included in this as well, as long as they meet all of the five conditions. Now, that was Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Hey is very short. It just gives us a list and tells us that there are certain trees that fit into the category of being subject and to be obligated to Peah. Uva Ilan, regarding trees, here's the list. Ha'og v'hecharuvin, sumac trees and carob trees, v'hayagozim v'ashkidim, walnuts and almond trees, v'hagufanim v'harimonim, grapevines and pomegranates, v'azesim v'hatzmarim hachayavim v'peah, and olives and dates. All of these things are obligated to take peah from them. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Hey. God willing, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Vav. Everyone have a beautiful day.